Morning Watch, The Grace of God in the Economy of God, Week 5. Receiving grace upon grace for grace to be enthroned within us, so that we may reign in life to become God's poem, the New Jerusalem as the ultimate and consummate product of the grace of God. Wednesday Related Verses. John chapter 1, verse 17. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and reality came through Jesus Christ. Revelation chapter 22, verse 21. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all the saints. Amen. Psalm chapter 84, verses 11 and 12. For Jehovah God is a sun and a shield. Jehovah gives grace and glory. He does not withhold anything good from those who walk uprightly. O Jehovah of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 11, 13, and 18. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the stratagems of the devil. Verse 13. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand. Verse 18. By means of all prayer and petition, praying at every time in spirit, and watching unto this, in all perseverance and petition concerning all the saints. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7. Blessed is the man who trusts in Jehovah, and whose trust Jehovah is. Related reading. Noah lived in a crooked, perverse, and evil generation. Nevertheless, his parents and grandparents taught him the things of God, and he realized that he needed God's grace. Genesis chapter 6, verse 3 indicates that God was prepared to give grace to fallen man because his spirit was striving with man, ready to give grace to the needy ones. However, this grace needed human cooperation. Noah gave the necessary cooperation, and he found grace. Grace is not merely something objective that is given to us by God. Grace is God Himself coming to us and doing things for us. Are you weak? God will come to be your strength, and that coming of God is grace. Are you unable to face your situation? That need not be a problem, because God will come to stand with you and face that situation for and in you. This is grace. If you read Genesis chapter 6 carefully, you will see that grace here does not mean that God gave Noah many things. It means that God came to Noah and was with Noah. God's presence was Noah's strength and power. Noah not only enjoyed something given to him by God objectively, but he enjoyed God Himself. In the midst of a crooked, perverse, and adulterous generation, a generation whose temptations no one could withstand, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. God came to strengthen Noah that he might stand with him and uphold him. That was the grace that Noah found. And that is the grace that we need today. Consider the situation in modern society. I do not even dare to look at a newspaper. It contains too many temptations. The talk you hear on the radio, at work, and at school is evil, corrupt, and devilish. It is hard for anyone as a fallen person to stand in such a situation. This age is truly crooked, perverse, and adulterous. It is full of fornication and immorality. People talk about immorality without one bit of shame. Who can stand in such a generation? We all have a fallen nature within us, the same evil nature that all men have. We need grace. We must come to the throne of grace boldly and say, Lord, I am here. I need your grace. I am not coming to ask you to give me good things. I am coming to find grace to meet my need. Lord, I cannot go to work or to school or to a department store without your presence. Lord, I need you to stand with me. Come to be my strength. Lord, uphold me and sustain me. The matter of divorce is a great temptation to the young people today. The temptations are without and the lusts are within. Because none of us is able to stand, we need the grace to be today's Noah. Only grace can enable you to be one with your wife or husband. Only grace can help us to love our husbands or wives without change. None of us can do it without grace, for there is too much temptation. The tide, current, and trend of the age are too strong. People seem to think that if you are not divorced, you are not modern. How we need grace! We need God to come to us, to be our strength and everything we need. This is grace. This is what Noah needed and what we also need today. Noah found it, and we also must find it. Because Noah found grace, it was easy for him to walk with God. Parents are concerned about their children in school. The biggest temptation that the children face in the schools today is the matter of drugs. Even in the elementary schools, there are heroin addicts. This is pitiful. The young children cannot stand against this kind of temptation. They need grace. There is no addiction that you can overcome by yourself. You need to come to the throne of grace and find grace. Noah found grace and he walked with God. Grace helped him to walk with God.